Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Word of Truth Outreach Podcast. I'm your today's host, Kent Lee. And my co-host, I kind of sort of told her that it's the lay back and rest today because she's been very busy. She had two trips for the job to take, and she's been doing ministering in other places and doing Bible studies in other places. So I knew she was kind of tired. And some of you might know that being a minister can be draining at times. I mean, it really can take a lot out of you, especially when you are trying to work with people that may not be spiritual as you are, and it's just like a fight that you're going on to try to get them to see what you're saying or to understand what you're saying. It can be draining. So I'll speak on her behalf today that she really needed a break and to go out and rejuvenate herself spiritually, and to just sit back and relax and not have to do, but to take part in something and make sure that, you know, she just getting that inner being vamped back up to be ready to serve in the name of Jesus. Amen, because truly it's a job. But anyway, in the past, we have talked so much about the message being the same, like repenting for the kingdom of heaven's sake and to allow God to use us, repent and be baptized, and just let him use us to do a service that going to give him the glory out of our lives. So we want to take just a few minutes today to kind of collaborate on that, and we hope that we'll say something that will help you along the way or something you might be thinking about, and God is going to give you the answer through today's message. We hope that we will say something that will help you. Amen. I'm not here to be fancy. I'm just here to deliver what God has allowed me to jot down to mention. And then once that's over with, we out of here and out of your way. So if you be patient with us and give us a few minutes, we'll be right on out of your way. But we definitely want to tell you what thus saith the Lord and pray that something will be heard in this that will allow you to be better than you were yesterday. Amen. To God be the glory. So we're going to speak briefly on I won't necessarily say it's a topic, but we're going to speak on the area of being out of place, because it's always good to be in place, you know, whether it's spiritually or dealing on the earth with some things. You know, being in the right place at the right time can be good. So we're going to talk about, you know, just being out of place, and we pray that something will be said, as I stated, that you will come to the realization that maybe you're out of place and you need to do whatever it takes to get back in place, to give God the glory out of your life. So, if you're out of place, what are you waiting on? Haven't you heard him say what it is that you need to be doing for him, or what he has ordained for you to do yet? If you haven't, then it's time to seek him to find out what it is, because time is getting short. Because not knowing your own path will cause someone other than God to promote your work. And your worth to the kingdom won't be what it is or what it could be if it had been actually led and promoted and commissioned by our God. Come on here. You have been chosen whether you know this or not. And the biggest reasons we don't know this is we are spending too much time in the presence of the wrong source. That would do it every time. When you are trying to gather information about you and about your spiritual journey in the presence of someone other than God, then you will not be able to get the proper adjustments or direction that is needed, simply because the other source ain't God. Come on here, somebody. Being in the wrong presence will cause us to work outside of our calling. It's like going to college 8 to 10 years to become a doctor of medicine, but end up working as a school teacher. Don't get me wrong, that being a school teacher ain't that bad of a job to do. But if you've been to college all of those years to become a doctor of medicine, then you need to be a doctor of medicine. Because someone told you that you would make a good teacher because you're good with kids. If you listen to that, you will end up out of place. And we're talking about being out of place today. If you are more gifted to treat people with life-changing sicknesses, then your calling is to be a doctor. Come on here. There are many functions that will keep this world ticking. If we all find our place, learn where we fit, all will be well. Work where you've been called to labor. 1 Corinthians 12:12-31 says it like this, and this is a powerful chapter. I say again, this is a powerful chapter. So most of us are out of place and worrying more about what someone else is doing or is jealous of how they are doing it. You like how sister get others' attention when she teach. So that's what you decide for yourself that you want to be doing as well. Come on here, somebody. Because you like attention to be on you and not on sister. That's what you want for you. They're all that attention. Your desire to want personal recognition will allow you not to see that we all have our place that God preordained, and that's where we work our best in, that preordained place. Come on here. And the reason sister do it better than you is because she was called, and God equipped her with the tools necessary to do it well, even better than you. So God blessed her to be able to do this better than you because she heard God say, this is what I will have you to do. It's all that God might be glorified. So do your part, no matter if it don't get recognized by mankind. Because that's what God expects from all of us, to see the little we do just as important as someone that's highly anointed. Come on here. You might can't go through what sister went through to be highly anointed. God equipped those that qualify to receive it and to work in their cause. When you know, you do what it is that you know you've been charged to do. So knowing and doing what it is God wants you to do will keep you out of trouble with the Lord. Knowing you should be doing something, but not doing anything after you know you should be, is very dangerous. And we're going to collaborate on that. God won't let you off the hook knowing that you fail to know your call after knowing you have one. Come on here. It's a plus that you're saved, don't get me wrong, but not doing what you know to do will get you whipped with a few scribes. Come on here. Luke 12:48 says, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they shall ask the more. So it's the same thing with the world as it is with God. When God gives you something, give you that spiritual gift, give you that spiritual calling, he is requiring you to work in that capacity. So he is saying, I gave you more, so you need to do more. So if God has not equipped you as he did sister, don't fret because she's doing a little more than you and someone like what she's doing. Just enjoy what God has given you to do. And just know that he sees what you're doing just as important as he sees what sister's doing. So don't get jealous because someone is liking what she do. Amen. Come on here. So 1 Corinthians says, for as the body is one and have many members, and all that members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also in Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So it's the same Spirit. We're all going to have to be, no matter what you call yourself, we're all going to have to be hooked up to that one source at the end of the day in order to be in that one body. Come on here. For the body is not one member, but many. Come on here. If the foot say, shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body. It is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? It is the whole body, wherein I, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Come on here. But now, had God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleased him. So God is saying here, he provided smell, he provided sight, he provided hearing to make the body complete. So what you are doing, and what sister's doing, what brother is doing, is to make the body complete. That's how he formed it. That's how he made it. And that's how it got to be. So no need to be jealous of someone getting recognition for their calling. And you're not, because your calling is different. At the end of the day, God said it still means something to the body. So hold fast to that and never worry about that. And verse 20 says, but now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, that I have no need of you. And just like I was saying, can't nobody say that God don't have no need of what you're doing, even though it's small. So don't be out of place and don't desire to be out of place simply because you're not getting attention in what you're doing, because it's needed. It's needed in the body, that little bit that you're doing, as it stated. Much more, these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. See what I'm saying? He said, even though it might seem that it's feeble, but those parts are needed. Even though the eye can't do what the nose can do, it's still yet needed. Even though the eyes can't do what the ears do, it's still yet needed. So even what you do versus what sister's doing is still needed. So no need to be out of place, because even a little is needed. The Bible was saying here that even a feeble was necessary. So what are you doing that is small is necessary in order to complete the big that's going on. Come on here. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant uncomeliness. Verse 24 says, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the bodily together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lack it. So God is not looking down on any of us for doing lesser than what somebody else is doing that's highly anointed. So in order to make this complete, in order to make the nation receive what is meant to be received, you have to stay in your place. You can't get out of place. The little things, as I stated, that you do, it's going to compromise the big that's going on, that God can be glorified. Amen. That there should be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another, that there be no schisms. Come on here. No jealousy going on because so-and-so is doing something better than you. There shouldn't be any schism. At the end of the day, we got to see that we all are that many member in that one body that's trying to complete what God has ordered us to do together. Come on here. So stay where you're supposed to stay, and God's going to see just what you're doing just as important. And whether one member suffer, listen to this, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, you are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church. And listen to this. This is all that God has set in the church to make sure that the church be what it is. They are many members. There are many operations. There are many gifts. And these are gifts that God set in place that the church will be complete. So even though, as it stated here, first apostles, that don't mean that the apostles is more important than any other thing that God said in the church. This is just what he chose to set in there first. So putting apostles in, he says, secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Are all prophets, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all apostles, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healings, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but convert their earnest best gifts, and yet shew unto you a more excellent way. So we don't have any reason to be jealous of anyone that's getting more praise or more attention from someone that's enjoying the calling that they're operating in. At the end of the day, it takes every one of us to complete the task that God has set for us, and that's to make the body whole. So don't think that you're even less because you're not doing more. It takes all of us doing what we have been called to do to make this world click on all cylinders. So find out what it is and stay in your lane. Find out what it is that you do and stay in your lane. It takes every one of us to make this world click. Amen. God would only supply you with the information on how to, based on your calling. So if you are a pastor support, that's what it was talking about in the government earlier. You support the government. You support the functions in church, the apostles, the preachers, the teachers. He said, if you are a pastor support, then stop thinking you are the pastor. Support the pastor. Stop trying to rule over the pastor. Stay in your lane. Now, we have read and heard the story of how Jeremiah was ordained from the womb. This means that he had to become for the kingdom. What he had to become for the kingdom was already established before he was conceived. Jeremiah 1 and 5 said, wherefore I formed thee, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. See, most of us have been chosen for service before your parents even knew they would be your parents. You were chosen to do a work just like Jeremiah before anybody knew that you were ever going to exist in this world, that you were going to be what you are. Some might be saying, well, but I didn't serve God until my latter days, and my daddy was an alcoholic, and he didn't even serve the Lord. And my mama, she didn't go to church either. As our God was telling Jeremiah, get this again, that before he was born, he knew him and ordained him. So you was chosen before your parents planned to have you. Come on here, somebody. Not recognizing what has been established for you can cause hardship in your life. When we are out of place, and that's what this message is about, not being out of place or to get back in place. When we are out of place, what have been predestined for us to be will cause many to suffer loss. That's why God took Jonah through his changes, because he had a specific task for him to speak to the people of Nineveh, because God wanted a turnaround for the peoples of that great Assyrian city. But Jonah had plans to be out of place, and this wouldn't allow the plan that God had for the people of that city to be reformed. You can't escape the work. If he wants to reform people through you, no way can you stay out of place and get it done. Just like Jonah, you have to come to yourself. God sent oppositions. He'll send oppositions our way to encourage us to make better decisions. Jonah's disobedience also threatened the lives to everyone on the boat to tarnish. See, that's the key here. Jonah realized that when he was on that ship and the storms came and it was raging, it was all crazy, and they didn't understand what was going on, Jonah knew what was going on. He knew that he was the cause of it. So he told him, if you throw me overboard, you know, you'll be all right. And it's just like us sometimes. You got people that's going through some things because you have skipped your place. You're out of place. You're doing things that you don't need to be doing, and it can cause people to have to go through. When you run away from God's plan, you can call innocent people, including your loved ones, people that you care about. They can get hurt. Maybe it's your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, or your friends. So being out of place won't cut it. Come on here, somebody. You have been pre-chosen, just like Jeremiah. You was pre-chosen for the nation. This means many. So many will suffer loss by you being out of place. One of the reasons we feel like we can't do these things is because we have gotten comfortable not doing what we was pre-chosen to do, and to be and have allowed peoples other than God to choose our paths. We get caught up being what people have chosen us to be instead of our God. We see God can work way beyond what you see in yourself, what you see that you are capable to do or not capable to do. God can see way beyond that. Jeremiah 1:6 is proof that God works beyond what you see. You see, Jeremiah didn't see himself as being at the place that he could do what he was being explained to him that he was called to do. He was called to speak on God's behalf. But he said he couldn't do it because he was a child. So in verse 7, the father told him, "Say not that you are a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." So, don't look at where you are now. The Father wants to reform you for him, so through you, others can be reformed. So, God looks beyond what you think that you are capable of and can see just what you need to be doing or can do for the glory of God. God knows your capabilities better than you do. If he formed you before birth and ordained you before birth, he knows what you can do. I want you to get this. Where you are now and what you might not be doing now don't mean that's where he wants you to stay. So what are you waiting on? Let God reform you and place you on track and rescue you from being out of place. Many lives depend on you regrouping and letting the Lord use you. So, if you're out of place today, it's time to get back into place because, as I stated, many lives depend on you being where you are. And just know, God is not going to let you off the hook because you're not working in your calling. You're saved but not working in your calling. You don't understand your calling. He's not going to let you off the hook because somewhere deep down inside of you, you know there is something that you're supposed to be doing. And by you knowing that, God is saying, I'm going to whip you with a few stripes because you know to be doing, but you're not doing. And the problem is sometimes we don't want to seek God for what it is that we need to do. And it's not even about you. It's about others, as it was with Jonah. You got to spare the lives of others and get on track simply because they have needed you to be on track. Just as God chose Jonah to go down to Nineveh to speak to those people because they was a wicked people, and God wanted to reform them, to turn them around, to make them his people. So he chose who he decided to choose to go down and speak to them, just like you. You are part of whom he has chosen to do a certain work for him that he might be glorified. So get on board. Do that turnaround. Get back on track because God has need of you. Amen. Just like the world. Well, we'll come to the end of another Word of Truth Outreach podcast. I'm your day host, Kent Lee, and I thank you for the time that you've given me. And I hope and I pray that I have said something that will cause you to wake up and to give notice to where you are and just seek God like never before to be where you need to be in him. Because truly, we're in the last days, and we got to work now, y'all. We got to really try to get those that are not saved, those that are unconcerned, and those that are saved but lukewarm. We got to get them on track. So we got to do whatever. We got to cry loud and spare not. Today is the day of salvation. Come on here. So we got to really get it together. But until we get it together, there's going to be some that's going to suffer loss, and we can't afford that. The kingdom of heaven cannot afford that, because God wants every man that he's created to be with him and not with the enemy. Amen. So the enemy is coming up with so many things to gather our attention to keep it from being on God. Amen. But we pray that you have a safe Sunday. Be blessed and have a great work week. And again, I thank God for being here, and I'm just hoping and praying that my co-host is being rejuvenated today, and she's going to be better than ever when she next hit the mic. So truly, we thank God for that. Amen. So until we meet again, I'm Kent Lee, host of the Word of Truth Outreach Podcast, and we out. Be blessed. Take care.